It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
It is back again, another geocaching series with Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Tracy David's in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is happening very soon.
Yes, yes, just about a week away.
So talk about, I mean, this is not a new thing to Roseburg. When we say Discover Roseburg 15, that means it's been going on for...
Well, it's been going on for 16 years, but this is our 15th event.
Ah, okay. Well, there was that one year that, yeah, we
that no one talks about.
We won't talk about that. So geocaching, quick explanation for people that really don't know what it is.
Yeah, so geocaching is essentially treasure hunting. You're using coordinates with your smartphone or a GPS device to locate a small hidden object. I say small, but sometimes it's not. Kind of depends. It can range from very, very tiny to very, very large. And they're hidden all over the world. And once you find it, you open it up, and usually all you do is sign a log that says you found it, and then you kind of track it. There's a lot of apps on our smartphones that you can use to track how many you find throughout the course of doing the activity. So it's super fun, it's free, and family-friendly, and we love hosting this event.
Now, I don't know where it started, but I know it hit Oregon in 2000 and really took off.
Yes. Yeah. The first geocache was reportedly hidden in Oregon in 2000. So
that's where the whole thing started?
Apparently. Oh. I'm not entirely sure, but that's the story.
Well, I remember years ago, Mike Baker, who was chairing the Parks Commission then, talked about this idea of doing this. And I just, really? I don't know if that's going to work, but apparently it does.
Yeah. Back in the day when they'd started to think about doing this event, Val Ligon, who's the program manager at the moment, she was in my position back then, and they had been to Lincoln City, and they had an event kind of in the similar format as we have, and that's kind of where we got our idea and drew from that, and kind of made it our own over the years, but it's been wildly successful.
And, people have come from how far away?
Well, typically, we see about 75% of the people come from around Douglas County, within the county. And then we do get about 25% that come from other states, mostly Washington. But we have had people come from all over the country and all over the world. We've had people from the Netherlands. And then we've also had people just from other states, Arizona, Indiana. So, yeah, it's been fun to see where people come from.
So how does this all begin? What the first day is Saturday, February 7th, what happens then?
Yeah, so what we do is we run this event until all the awards we have are given out. So every year we create a limited edition geo coin. We have 200 that we make. Once all 200 are awarded for finding all of the geocaches, then we kind of stop and we start over next year. But we still have geo coins to be awarded from last year even. So sometimes these caches are hidden for years.
So where do you hide them?
All over, mostly our property, but I'm not going to give anything away.
At the corner of, no, you're, and they end up, I mean, they're obviously, I would presume, I mean, not on private property or?
Sometimes we get permission from private property owners to hide geocaches on their property. Sometimes they like that. They like the idea of people coming to their business or something and, hopefully patronizing the business while they're looking for these geocaches. So sometimes we do, yes.
Well, so you just show up, you get started, and then, but you're going at your own pace.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously people from out of the state or out of the area are trying to get this done within the time that they're spending in Roseburg. So sometimes people will do it all that day. Typically, I would say about half the people who attend the event turn them in that day and get their reward. Everybody else, you can take your time. You can do it on your own pace over the course of a week, a month, a year, however long. But we only have 200 of those coins to give out.
So after the first day, if you're out doing it over the succeeding weeks and you get done, what do you do?
So the Hampton Inn and Suites in Roseburg has been a great partner for a few years now, and they have graciously agreed to be our after-hours partner. So City Hall is typically where you would come and turn in your passport showing you found all of your geocaches, and we would give you your coin. But City Hall is not open 24/7. So on weekends and in the evenings, you can always go to the Hampton Inn and Suites in Roseburg and turn in your passport to get your coin there.
Wow. Now, if somebody wants to find out more about how all of this works, what do they do?
Well, they can go to our website. We actually have a new website. It's roseburgor.gov. Or you can go to the old one, cityofroseburg.org. But we have all the information about the specific event on the website and on our Facebook page. But if you're interested in just geocaching in general and you want to learn more about how that works and how to do it, decide if you want to come out to the event, you can always go to geocaching.com. There's a help center. If you click on geocaching basics, you can learn more about the app and how to use it to find geocaches in the area. We'll also have Mike Baker, as you mentioned, will be at the event as an Ask the Expert. So if you want to come and see if it's for you, something you'd want to do, you can always get a passport. You don't have to finish it and do the whole thing, but you can always talk to him a little bit about how it works and if it's right for you.
All right, very good. Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.